So, guys, have you guys voted yet for the new Illinois state flag?
There's a new Illinois state flag.
No, but the state needs our input, and
I'm still thinking about it. There's a lot of options out there, but I feel underqualified to choose.
if only we had an expert or an enthusiast.
Hello. Did somebody mention a need for Illinois enthusiasm?
It's John, our Illinois enthusiast.
John Koukouras, welcome to our just random chat that we were having about Illinois flags. Thanks so much for coming by.
As part of my job as official state symbologist, is that anytime anyone references the Illinois flag, I have to kind of be there to help kind of set the record straight.
Well, before we start talking about the flag, I want to throw you a curveball real quick. Since the last time we talked to you, it was Halloween 2023, I think. Or was it 2020? No, it's 2023. We were talking about the Sycamore flag. Anything exciting going on in Illinois that you want to start with?
Well, personally, I've been giving a lot of travel talks at Chicagoland libraries, and I'm seeing a lot of grassroots enthusiasm for our state firsthand. It's been a great way to hear from the masses their opinions on our wonderful state. And as far as things that I'm really excited about going on this winter, a lot of important sites in Springfield have been kind of being renovated. I believe the old state capitol just reopened. And I know the old law office and the tomb were both under construction this fall. I'm not positive that they've opened yet, but I am just itching to get down to Springfield and see that stuff all cleaned up. Cahokia Mounds getting a major renovation. That's not done yet, but it's a
Really?
time of rebirth and renewal all across the state. A lot of great stuff going on.
So what a great time with all of this renewal to renew the state flag. Maybe?
You would think, but I hate, well, I'll let you guys share your opinions on this before I ruin the party. But what do you think?
Real quick, let's get into a little background of this. Do you know anything about the background of this contest, John, or why we're redoing the flag?
Well, I'll say this. There's been this vexillological resurgence going on.
I just learned that word too, like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I hope I'm saying it right. I feel like there's a few too many letters in that word,
Is
but
that someone who studies flags then?
a vexillologist, yes. I'm actually a sigillologist, a studier of seals, but I've quickly gotten my PhD in vexillology as well. So I am credible and certified to talk about
You
this.
minored in flags, though you
Yeah,
may.
he's in a layman's, and put simply in a way that you can understand, Dan.
Thank
Yes.
you.
You've seen Utah redoing their state flag to look like kind of a minor league sports logo. Some Maine put their flag to the vote, and sadly, I think it's called the Lone Tree flag or the Lone Pine flag or something. That was an old flag that had kind of been forgotten. And somebody proposed switching back to that beautiful, perfect flag. And that, I think, narrowly lost its vote. Minnesota is kind of the key recent touch point in this, where they had a grassroots flag movement called the North Star flag movement, and that prompted this wider discussion, and they had a vote, much like our state is doing, and they ended up with a different flag. But and it was controversial when they picked it. I believe this was last year. But it's kind of grown on everyone, and it's being applied in these interesting ways. And so they have a new flag, and it's great. They had a really offensive old flag, so it was a little more
Oh,
urgent to
wait,
change.
Minnesota?
They had their state seal on it, and it depicted, I believe, some Native Americans kind of like sadly leaving the state. So not something you necessarily want to like make the first the main symbolic depiction of your land, even though it's tragically true.
Do you know what's on the new one? It's not. Does it have them coming back or anything?
We're not quite there yet, but it does have a native shape, this eight-pointed star that I think the Lakota tribe uses in some of their art. So they're referenced in that way. And
Good.
it has a very abstractified geometric Minnesota shape and some pleasing blue colors. I think I'm a big fan of it. It wasn't like the one I would have voted for, and I was like a little bitter when it won, but I'm totally sold on it now.
Are you able to vote? I mean, how rigorously are they monitoring who's voting? Do you
You
have to
know,
be?
I have too much integrity to have put that to the test. I'm not sh I assume I probably could have voted, but I didn't. But I watched it quite closely. Flag nerds will say, you know, we have what's called a seal on a bed sheet, a very boring, hard to discern state flag in Illinois. So one of our visionary senators, Senator Turner, I think from the Springfield area, proposed that we start this process. Our great and fearless leader, Governor Pritzker, consented to this. And so the process began, and somewhere along the way, we kind of lost the thread, in my opinion. And we're looking at the results now, kind of at the end of the process.
Good pun. So is the vote binding?
No, I believe what happens is once the vote comes in, the commission can kind of take a look, and I believe they're even free to like modify things further, but ultimately it goes to the legislature to decide whether to abide by the commission's
I see.
recommendation.
So if we all vote for the stupidest one, it doesn't matter. They'll probably turn that down,
They'll
no?
probably say no, although it's a really good point because they might actually say yes based on the 10 designs that they chose. So you got to be
Right.
really careful with that kind of strategic reverse voting.
There's
What
some
it's
questionable taste for
there,
sure.
and there were like more than 4,000 entries. Number one question, did you send one in, John?
Yeah, I am ashamed to say I did. It's, you know,
Oh, don't be
I
ashamed.
feel like it hurts my credibility to have a horse in the race, but that's really not why I'm upset. I never thought my beautiful designs would win.
Can we write it in? Is it po Can we draw it in?
No, I'm looking for ways to kind of hack into the system and upload mine.
I'll just say, like, my personal, when I first heard that the flag was being redone, I thought, that's great. It could use spiffing up. I'm really excited. And then I took a look at what was available. I know a lot of them were designed by children, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it just seems like a lot of them were designed by children. And I don't know. I kind of like the old one now, in contrast to the others, these new ones they're proposing.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to get kids engaged. We should have had like Illinois Flag Junior or something for that, a separate category. But ultimately, like, and you guys will probably get me to say some very nasty and toxic things about these flags, but that's not what my main message here is. Whatever. God bless the people who made these flags. They're great Illinois patriots, but I'm a little disappointed in the commission for like not, you know, they had a very narrow view of what they were looking for to me. You know, red, white, and blue, stars and stripes, you know, Abraham Lincoln. And like when you look at the 4,800 submissions, there's so much creativity and ingenuity in those. And it's like, I kind of just wish they had given us a broader menu of options.
You went through that broader menu too.
My phone melted from the size of that PDF and the amount of hours I spent looking at it.
What makes a good state flag, in your opinion?
Well, I'm not going to pair it. There is a vexillological association, and there's a book, Good Flag, Bad Flag, that people like to cite. And I mainly agree with it, but I'm not going to quote it here because I have a slightly different take. But, you know, you want simplicity, you want kind of limited amount of colors. You want to kind of, you don't want to depict every aspect of the state. You want to kind of find a single symbol or maybe a couple symbols that really kind of speak to the spirit of the state. You're not trying to represent everything. And if you look at our current flag, you see an eagle, a ribbon, a sun, a lake, some dates. You know, kind of ridiculous. One of the dates is ridiculous. a shield, red, white, and blue. It's just got a lot going on. You can't identify it. If it's up on a flagpole, you would never know what's even on there. So kind of the idea is something you can see from a distance that makes you say, yeah, that's my state, baby. I love it.
Well, what did happen in 1868? What was why?
Yeah,
What did it?
that's the seal was invented. Like,
Really?
that's when that seal was drawn.
They were
It
just
was like,
putting today's date on there.
yeah, right. I wonder if the artist even like intended for that date to be like part of the official seal. I'm surprised their
Bizarre.
like initials aren't on the in the corner there. So that's why our flag is quote unquote bad, even though there's a lot to like about it. I think it's nice as a seal, but you want something a little simpler, a little bit bolder. And this is my criteria. This is where I diverge from big Bexillology, the flag purists out there. I say the flag needs to be kind of cool and weird too. Like,
Okay.
and if you ask people like what their favorite flags are, they don't always follow the rules to the letter of the law. Sometimes there is some little weird detail on there that people just like. Like if you look at Maryland's flag, it's insane. It has like four flags on it. The flag of Sicily is a flag I really like,
I
which
love that
has
one.
something truly insane and monstrous on it.
Oh, is
Some
that with the woman with the hair?
there's
It's
like
like three
lag.
legs coming out of
Yeah.
the head.
Yeah, true flag
Pretty
head. I
sweet.
know. Yeah. And you guys are pulling this up on screen. Yeah, it's like three bent legs with a head in the middle of it and big pieces of wheat coming
Yeah,
out. So
pretty
it's like
sweet.
that would upset a vexillological purist, but it's cool. And you could see somebody getting a tattoo of that or wearing it on a shirt or something.
Probably from like
So
ancient Rome or something.
yeah, it's gotta be. And there's definitely like a curse associated with something like that, you gotta think. So that's something, and that's, I know that's kind of cheating. It's kind of hard to like define that, but I'll call it the X factor, if you will.
Sure.
And if you look at some of the Louisiana state flag is another very cool, bizarre one with a
I
pelican.
had to bring, yeah, I had to bring that one up because, okay, so it's a pelican and its babies are in a nest drawing blood, just poking it in the chest.
Right. And that's some sort of myth about how pelicans feed their young, I think.
Yeah, not true. They don't do this.
Not true, but that's great. That's cool that it's on a flag because it gets, you know,
I might do
it's just
that shirt.
weird.
I would
So,
salute it if it were on a flagpole.
yes, that's exactly. You want to inspire that reflex to salute. I don't even know what's happening here with this blood and the pelicans, but I want to just salute.
Yeah.
So.
Makes me feel
Let's take a look at the what's in the running for the new Illinois state flag.
Let's
sure.
Dive
John
in.
Kokoris, the Illinois enthusiast. This is
Oh,
the
first
one.
we got to say something about this super centennial. Is it sesquicentennial or
Sesquicentennial, 150 years, right?
I just think the shape of Illinois is so funny how it's not quite right. It looks
It's
like some bad clip art.
an
Right.
owl.
It's why like this is a this is exhibit A in my trial against the flag commission. Why did you not clean this up? Are we supposed to just like assume you will clean it up when it's actually the flag? And like it's just
I guess it was because it was the 70s and they didn't care.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they were
They
probably
didn't have
on something.
Photoshop.
Exactly. They were using scissors or something to make that,
Yeah.
but it is not the shape of Illinois. And it's like, yeah, it's just
It's
like
so
it's
funny.
insulting that is somehow one of the things we can vote on.
Yeah, it's got a chunk missing out of the right side of it.
It is just baffling. Can I say, I'm gonna do some editing for you guys. What the beep? That was my reaction.
Nice
That was
job.
this was
Yeah.
the one. Yeah, I was trying to save you some work. This is the one. I'm glad we started with this because I can be get my negativity out. This is the one that made me think, like, what's going on here?
I thought it
Sorry.
was the University of Illinois I too. I thought it was,
yeah. And then
Right.
like Alaska. It says Alaska to me with those stars for some
With all
reason.
this, well, people just love their stars and their blue, apparently, on this commission. So.
So this one was actually our flag for the sesquicentennial, But you're allowed to vote for it in this contest. You could decide that you want this to be the state flag. That's
Right.
scary.
It is. That's
These
well
are
put. Yeah.
terrifying times we live
It
in.
is. Something went serial. I don't want to sound a tinfoil hat type, but I'm starting to think maybe the machines were hacked, Russian interference. Something happened here that this bespeaks something terrible is going on. Maybe the elderly man who designed this flag has the commission like hostage right now and wants he's mad that his flag was retired after only 1 year and wants
Yeah, they
revenge.
should have left this one in the past, I think.
Yeah.
However, the next one, I actually it's simple, but something about the symmetry I'm kind of liking.
So these are all when you go to the website at the Secretary of State's office, when you want to vote, we're going through the voting right now. We're not voting, but just for listeners to know, you can see all of these flags, all the choices.
So these first two options they give us are both flags from our past that were created to commemorate specific years. And so I get that they're trying to draw on our heritage. I like that they're looking at old flags to kind of bring back. And this is a legitimate finalist in my mind. If any of these becomes our flag, it'll probably be this one. I'm
I
not
don't
saying I voted for it. I'm not
like
saying it's great. But it's like in a it's it, there's something good about it and it's historical. But to me it's just a little like it could be any state's flag unless you count the number of stars and know that we're the 21st state. It
it.
just doesn't like it's cool, although it looks a little like a rocket ship, but it's from before the invention of rocket ships, so that's kind of confusing.
And it's
But
already got like a blue line on it. We've already like, there's too many blue lines and flags.
yeah, well, in these 10 flags, it's like the commission's obsessed with blue lines and
Yeah.
stars. It's like they're not thinking outside the box.
You know,
But it's
one advantage though of choosing like one of these old flags, especially that first, the sesquicentennial one that we all despise, somebody has already made cases and cases of these, and they're sitting in some storeroom in Springfield. So
You might be onto something. I think maybe Alexi DeNulius's office might be full of the
we
sesquicentennial
got to get
flag.
rid of these.
Yeah, this is just a scheme to.
Big flag added again. Well,
Yeah.
should we get into the first of the new ones then here?
Sure.
Okay, U of I. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely thought first thing when I saw this one was looks like a university flag or something that would be on a college campus. I guess it's the big U of I.
But saying that, I totally hear you, but saying that is such an insult to U of I's.
It takes away everything cool about their
Right,
design.
but it is a giant I, you know? It's like I just yeah. And this one uses the Chicago Star, which I hear a lot of people saying it's a non-starter. It can't reference Chicago. To me, it's like I think the star is cool and like it might be a way to give a nod to, you know, where a majority of Illinoisans live without dominating the, you know, overall flag. But it's just like this is so and it's fine, no offense if the person who made it is listening to this.
No, I'm sure it's past their bedtime. They've got a math test tomorrow.
I also want to just call, this is the first time we've seen this. Although it's a common theme with some of these biographies you can read on this website, this person said, in the fall of 2004, I lived in Chicago and was studying industrial design. To me, that's like saying I lived here for 4 months and then left and then chose to leave the state. And maybe something terrible happened to them. You know, maybe they're stuck in prison on somewhere where they don't have access to good graphic design software or something. But it's like, do you even live here? And I'm not a nativist. You don't have to have been born here, but like, you lived here just in one autumn. You think you can make our flag? So that's all I can say about that.
Just as a quick aside, since it does have the Star of Chicago on it, what do you think of Chicago's flag?
Oh, it's widely cited as being a great flag, and I agree. And
I
it is
like
like there's a something generic, like where if you didn't know it was Chicago's flag, you might not guess it was, but it has the love of the people, and you see it everywhere, and it's simple and unique, and it's just great.
Stood the test of time.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Let's move to the next one, which it made my eyes hurt. It's like a magic one of those magic screen kind of things. I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But is that a fat river? Oh,
Which one's Abe's face?
what?
Oh.
Yeah.
I
Turn it.
love Abe and I love the Mississippi River in Western Illinois, but it's just like, why are they together like that?
Lots of blue, one star. Abe Lincoln's face. White space? Does that
The white
and
space is what kills it for me. It's like the white space doesn't represent really anything, and
the
except
left end of
as
Illinois.
the artist says, the white leads us ever to the future, but I'm not sure about that.
It's a
But
tribute to the flag, the French flag, somehow.
and I do love our French heritage, but that's
Yeah.
not something I think the average Illinoisan cares about. But
Yeah.
shout out to New France.
At the end of this one, they even say that it doesn't have anything about our Alanoque and Miami heritage, and that should be added by their progeny. So this person wouldn't vote for their own flag, it sounds like to me.
Or they're trying to like make the Native Americans that we like expelled like come back here and finish their
Do a
flag
little
somehow.
work here. Yeah.
Yeah, just
For
don't.
free.
Just,
Yeah.
people call that when the NBA like it looks like the NBA logo
That's what I
or
was thinking.
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was thinking. Yes.
I want to say to this person though that I respect their artistic like this and to the commission. This is like one of the more out there options, and they put it in the running, and I respect that. It's
Okay.
creative and artistic.
Okay.
It's just not for me.
Next, we've got a cigar band. Yes.
Yeah, this is textbook. Like this is, it's fine. It's not like offensively designed, but it's just generic.
Fine. That was the exact word I was going for here. That's fine. It's fine.
I guess.
Yeah, like if this had been our flag for 200 years, I'd be like, yes, you know, I like it. I love it. But why would we switch to this? It is my question. And no offense to the artist. I'm like convinced every artist is listening to this, and I'm terrified they're gonna come hurt me.
We were making him say this. He doesn't mean it.
Yeah, the enthusiast lives in a bunker, so don't even bother.
I'm heavily armed right now, yeah.
All right.
I don't know what you'd call the next one.
A flower?
A
Bicycle
cross
cassette?
section of a grapefruit.
John?
I believe it's a violet, our state flower, and a gear representing like our industry. This is another one that's in the same bucket as that French Abe Lincoln NBA flag, where I think it's like it's unique, it's interesting. It tries to kind of like say something about the state. To me, my biggest issue with this one is it's like a it's kind of dystopian steampunk. Like I picture like the prairies being plowed and like giant like rust belt factories being
Yeah.
built over them. This might be one of the there's like two or three flags that the commission actually changed
Oh.
to make them worse. And I think this might be one where they changed the colors for some
Yeah,
reason.
colors are rough on this one.
Yeah, very pastel baby blue thing going on. I do like that those are corn kernels. I did too, but
Little Easter egg.
I didn't
So,
know it until I read it. Like that didn't jump out at me until I read it in the
oh,
explanation.
somehow I missed that.
Corn kernels,
Oh.
as in candy corn, though,
Yeah, right.
isn't blue.
There's blue corn, I guess, right? Maybe
Yeah,
not grown
not
here.
candy corn.
Not can No, you're right.
Gross.
But so anyways, that's another one where I tip my hat to you, the artist. But no. This one we can talk about quickly, but the next one I'm going to need about 45 minutes to talk
Okay,
about.
okay. So this one, it gets my thumbs up for being bold and weird and different.
What did the rest of you guys think before I chime in?
Reminds me of a cover of a Matchbox. matchbook.
You got this cigar. I didn't know you were like a very heavy smoker, Dan.
That's what these images are bringing up.
I wish I could have seen more people playing with like the states, like a cardinal or the butterflies. I'd like to see more of those kind of ones that bring in different aspects.
Like already established symbols. I appreciate that a lot. And actually, this one, the original design, if you look at the if you FOIA the government and make them show you the original submissions, the original butterfly was a little more detailed and looked a little bit more like a monarch. This is more of a like, it's not bad, but it could just be a giant, one of those giant hairy moths, you know? But it's orange like a monarch. This one's good. This one, like if they picked it, I wouldn't move out of the state. There's something to this one. I don't like this, the one star being bigger than the other stars. And I wish the butterfly looked a little more like a butterfly.
That seems to be a common theme too, though, that the one star is bigger. Is that
It's like us. It represents us instead of all the others. Because there's 21 stars, I assume. I'm not counting them all here, but and like we're the 21st state, so we're bigger. But it's like, no, the whole flag is us. You don't need to make the one star bigger. It just throws off the balance a little, but whatever. I respect this person. If you're listening, artist, call me. We can be friends. Peace to you. What
Yes.
do you guys think about the orange and blue, though? Like being a U of I
Oh.
team. Does that
Oh, yeah,
bother
that is U of I colors.
you? I was actually liking it because it wasn't red, white, and blue for a change.
Me
But
too. And I don't know, are you guys all NIU affiliated or
yeah, the
so we're
station.
kind of like rivals? Because I have the Illini gene in me, so I like it, and I think it's also the Bears colors. It's just like whatever, it's our state's colors. I could get behind this, but I
Okay.
don't want to alienate the other schools.
We don't need a red and black flag.
Oh yeah, that's a little sinister.
So the original flag plus a couple of stripes.
Yeah, this
Go, John.
okay,
This
all
one's
right, start the
ridiculous.
clock, 60 minutes. I'll be talking about this. I gotta just read. Like, this idea of mine is simply an embellishment to the existing flag. Helps to save money on a new design. Placing
Great.
the red and blue bars at the end eliminates the seal on the bedsheet look. Not overly imaginative, but practical. Okay, thank you for admitting at least that it's not overly imaginative. That's the one good thing I can say about all this. How does it save money?
Yeah, what are we gonna go around to every flag and stitch
Yeah.
on?
Hey, maybe we can have these school kids like climb the flagpole and just draw on with crayons. It doesn't make
Easy.
any sense. And the commission went for it. They were like, yeah, I like that. It does save money. And it creates it, and they removed the word Illinois from the flag, and
Oh.
they didn't recenter the circle. So you'll see the circle, the seal is like higher than it should be. It's not centered.
Yeah.
While
You
we're
can
at it,
imagine.
we can erase 1865 and
The
put
date.
2025 in it.
Yeah, you got to think about the cost of doing that though. That's where we draw the line. We can add the stripes. No, it's just ridiculous. The stripes don't even look good.
John, were you aware that the flag that you were deriding was made for somebody's deceased beloved wife?
And you're foisting this on me as an Illinois citizen. I have to decide whether to like either vote for your horrible flag or disrespect your late wife. It's like, who are you to do this to me? I've had enough.
Guilt
I'm
trip.
paying enough.
I mean, it's really, do you think like he took his late wife ever or something that she loved and then put a red stripe and a blue stripe on one side of her and called it a day?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's just what's going on here? Why did someone on the commission put this in the top 10 finalists? How? Why? What? Like what?
Out of
No.
4,000 choices, it just seems crazy that this
It's
made it
the
through.
E word, economic.
Well, and this Arkansan is like so worried about our Illinois like flag budget. It doesn't make any sense. He's like, I
And
know,
race.
I'll spend 30 seconds designing a flag for them. He's actually designed another flag, I think, for an Arkansas city. I spent hours stalking him. I'm not proud of it, but I
Is
had to
the other
stalk.
flag that he designed just an old design that he's put two stripes down?
No, he put some work into that one, actually. There's something kind of interesting and bizarre about it. But this is the one where I'm just going to say, dude, retract your design. Shame on you.
I agree. If I were an educator and a student turned this into me, I would say no effort.
Yeah, no
Again,
effort. Thank
no
you.
participation.
Right. Good. Now go back and show me a real idea. Make your
Like
wife
I would
proud.
be afraid that the student who turned this in was making fun of me.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
It's
wow.
just confu it's so confusing. And here's the last thing. I could go on and on about it. I have to cut myself off. But it's like, listen, we can vote on keeping the current flag. So by including this flag that is 99% the same as the current flag, but slightly worse, you're like diluting the votes of people who like it. It just doesn't make any sense. It's baffling.
Yeah.
It's like, why would somebody choose this when they could choose the current flag? If you want to save money, choose the current flag. I don't get it. And I'm worried that a majority of the people on this commission like allowed this to happen. I'm worried there might be like a gas leak in that committee room or something. It just, no offense. I'm sure, never mind. I am offending the commission.
It's
I just
interesting that
have to
you're
apologize.
suggesting that there may be the old Chicago dirty split the vote politics at work here. I never thought of that, but you might
Well,
be
I
right.
don't even think it's intentional because like it's just like it's so bad. I don't know. You would think they would want to make the other flag good, and this guy in Arkansas made it. I don't think our smoke-filled rooms like involve Arkansas flag designers usually. I just something about it. I need to like talk. If you're on the commission and you're listening, reach out. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Blue Sky. Tell me what's happening, and your anonymity will be protected.
Unlike this guy's who you've uncovered is.
Yeah, well, it's taking everything I have not to like say his name and address right now.
Just give us the
Then let's
first
move on. Let's move on.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't harm this. If you're one of my legions of followers listening to this, do not hurt this man. He's old and he's confused and he's bereaved.
Apparently understands that some people are afraid of a bed sheet too. That seems the whole point of this is
Well,
bed sheets.
as many issues as that one has, I have some big issues with this next one.
Okay.
Simple design things. First off, borders. Those stars are way too close to
It's
that border
making me
there.
nervous.
It's
Yeah,
making me nervous.
I'm gonna fall off.
Second, what's up with the baby blue bars on the other side? Is this an old TV, an old
It's like
square
a
TV that
letterbox,
we had to expand it a little bit to make it
right.
a rectangle? This one is rough.
The
With
state of Illinois is in the center, a circle around it, a circle of stars around that, dark blue, baby
yeah,
blue,
it would
just
almost
describe.
be a 10 times better if you just got rid of those baby blue bars and
Yeah,
then
and shrunk
gave
down the
yourself some
thing.
space. Yeah,
Yeah.
just
I mean,
simplified it.
this is in that second category of like with a little bit of work. You could clean this up and make it our flag. And it's like, it would not make anyone get teary-eyed when they see it, but
Yeah.
it's like, it's,
Fine.
it,
How do you guys feel about having just the outline of a state on a flag?
it's a little like redundant, maybe.
I think Illinois' shape is kind of iconic, weirdly. I've seen it on tattoos and stuff. I think it looks good.
Okay.
And at least that is recognizably Illinois, unlike that first one.
The stretched
Yeah,
outline.
right. Well,
Yeah.
and we can do it in a way that like Colorado can't. You can't just put a square in the middle
Right.
of the.
Good point.
But I mean, I just think like the flag should say Illinois, like without having to have the word or the shape on there. But Dan, I think you got to own it and just say it. Illinois has a sexy, curvaceous shape.
Absolutely. It's
It
got that
makes.
little punch out there. You know, there's a
Yeah,
little
right.
wealth. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Hot. Okay. So is this the hottest flag so far? So
It
far.
definitely, yeah.
Okay.
From a man's perspective.
All right, well, wait till you see the next one.
Oh, yeah. This one says, checkout time at the Holiday Inn. What is this?
The 70s. It is
This
so
is, yeah, it's
1970s for
a
me. I wanted to be an
trippy.
orange and brown, though.
Yeah, the colors are like a little too modern. It's kind of that. Who's that famous designer? Now I'm forgetting his name. Saul Bass.
Oh, yeah.
A Saul Bass kind of like linear, kind of like curvy mid-century sort of look. I don't like this is another one that's in the NBA flag category where it's like somebody's got a vision here. They're trying to like make a statement. They're trying to be artistic and creative, and I applaud that. But it's not our, it's, it can't be our flag.
It says there's 21 stripes, but I don't see them. I see two
Do
green and white stripes with
yeah.
Chicago
Yeah, I think
Star.
they're counting the greens and the whites on both sides
On both
separately.
sides? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you got to just take their word for it. Life's too short to be, counting these things.
Okay.
Do it once it's like about to pass, somebody should do it a quick check just to make sure. But yeah, I mean, this one, it doesn't make me mad or anything, but it's like a little too much. And I don't know if this person's ever seen a flag before.
It okay, corporate logo.
Yeah, it's something about, you're right. It's a little like it's a little too corporate and like in a fun way, but yeah.
Yeah,
And
express.
there's something unsettling about the sun having like three stars around it. I'm thinking about gravity and like UV radiation. There's just too many solar bodies shining down on our state in this landscape.
It's
Oh
fair.
yeah. Okay. All right. Next, very royal blue.
Haven't
It's
we had this
all.
one before?
Yeah, I know it's so similar to the other one. They just add like Lincoln's head and kind of rotate the stars. This is another one where it's if you clean it up, like I could see it being our flag, but in a kind of safe, generic way. But it's like, why is this and the other one? Why are they both options? Pick one. They're the same idea.
I don't know how I feel about having a real person on a
Oh,
flag.
I was just gonna say that. Is there any
That's
other state flag that's got like a specific guy on it?
a great question.
Yeah, we'll have to look because
I
what
mean,
if Lincoln gets canceled and then we're all stuck with
right.
this
Yeah,
flag?
careful. He's like on the precipice, and I'm a big Lincoln lover.
Yeah.
It wouldn't like offend me personally to put him on the flag, but he presided over some kind of bad Native American decisions, and it's maybe kind of we're trying to move away from that in our
Yeah.
flag designs. But also, yeah, he's just like one person. The flag represents everyone. I don't know. But I think he's a great man and our greatest president. So if like I'm not gonna veto a flag just based on his silhouette.
Okay.
But it's just kind of it's a little like no offense, a little bit boring.
Okay. That is a jaunty, off-centered, large star, though, to represent.
Yeah. What are they doing with these large stars? I don't get it.
But it is in the same place that the other large star was. Why are they all at about like 1 o'clock, 1:30?
Well, the butterfly one, the star was centered, which
Yeah,
I don't
12.
know. But yeah, what does that mean? Is that like, yeah, why would they? Dan, that's a great point. I think that's something for this person's therapist to, discuss.
All right, next.
Is
Whoa,
this the last
the
one?
last flag.
Yeah,
I've got an
wow.
exercise real quick for this one. Sue, pull up the flag of North Korea.
I have seen I've seen this TikTok.
Pretty close.
Wow.
I think maybe that North Korean star is like
It's
even in
better.
exactly the same place.
Yeah, but
Yeah,
it's
it's
more colorful.
off center to the left.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I do not condone the North Korean regime in any way. However, their flag's kind of cool.
That's a
Decent
good
flag.
flag. Yeah. Yeah.
South Korea is cool too. They got the yin yang on there.
Oh yeah, the South Korea one's great.
But
So
yeah, I it kind of looks like basically for this last one, they took the North Korean flag and changed up the colors a little bit. And
is that
yeah.
like commentary? I don't think it is. I don't know. I just.
Oh, you think this could have been like one of those Illinois secessionist people, maybe, or
It could be, yeah, like a prank, or it could just be like, I like the North Korean flag or idea system. I'm not sure. This, aside from the North Korea thing, which is kind of baffling to me and intriguing, I should say,
could be just a coincidence.
could be a coincidence, but that placement of the stars is pretty like unique.
Yeah.
But like design wise, it doesn't bother me at all. You know, it's like it's fine. It's safe. It's to me, I would like to see something a little bit weirder and like
It looks
cooler.
like a flag.
It does look like
Yeah.
a which you can't say for all 10 of these
For sure.
vinyl.
I mean, what if we replace those stars in a circle with Lincoln silhouettes on
Little
the
Lincoln, like
back?
different
Yeah.
stages of his
And then
life.
just have one big one.
That thought is like puts you at the top of this commission in terms of creativity and intelligence.
I'll take it.
Wow. So what a list.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I'd vote. Are you prepared, John, to tell us where you're leaning of the 10, if you have to vote,
No.
to celebrate our democracy while we still have it, you have to vote.
Okay, a few ideas. You can vote every day for some reason. And so
That's crazy.
any one of these designers, this guy in Arkansas probably has like a giant server farm that's just like voting, 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 voting millions of times. I don't understand like how this process is legitimate if you can vote multiple times, but I also don't know how you would prevent
Yeah,
it.
maybe the votes are all just for show, and then they just are gonna pick or veto at the end.
Yeah,
It
I
kind of
kind
seems
of
like it's just a big,
wonder.
we're having fun.
Yeah,
You can
well, it's good for publicity. It gets people engaged. I am. Should I say how I voted? I
Yeah, I
don't
was
know.
gonna say you did not answer my question. You responded with some cynicism, which I give the gift of cynicism back to you. Who are you
Yeah,
voting for?
I voted once. I don't know if I respect the process enough to play its game of voting every day, but I might start doing that. But I voted for the current flag, not because I think we should keep the current flag, but because I want to table this and start over next legislative session.
When
Once.
you say the current flag, you mean the one with the blue and the red
No,
stripes?
I do not
Oh,
mean
current.
that one.
Okay.
Like, let's just kick the can, have this talk, and after I can get in that room with the commissioners or Governor Pritzker, if you're listening, I've used every venue I can to ask for an appointment, some of your time. Yeah, there's just something wrong about this. And really, some of these flags maybe are good enough to be in the top 10, but we gotta crack this thing open
Did
and
you
try.
seriously scan through all 4,000 of the
Oh
entries?
yeah.
And are there some that you would have put over these 10 that stood out?
Yeah, I got to like number two and I'm like, oh, this is better than half of them, you know. Mine are better than many of them, but again, I'm willing to even like withdraw mine if it means that I can make these comments because it's not about me. There's a lot of really good ones. There's also one that's completely censored, and the description and the biography are censored. And all I want is to know
Need to
what
see that.
I don't think I could sleep now. Well, I won't be able to sleep
Yeah.
now. Thanks for passing that on.
I
Oh.
think I agree with John that I think I'd go with the current. I think the moral of the story here might be to appreciate what you have.
Could be so much worse. Yeah.
I was like you, Dan. I thought I hate our flag. Our flag's dumb. Let's change it. And then you see what it might be and
Yeah, it's
you
not
realize,
like white
man,
or
maybe
red.
it's not so bad.
What if we just added a third number, like 2025 on top of the
Yeah, right. Yeah, just like,
There
oh,
we go.
that's your. I love that, Dan. That
Let's
might
do
be my
it.
new official position. We just need to add this year onto it, just inexplicably. I also think there's one flag I do want to shout out. My flags are all good, and then there's the Piazza flag. Have you guys seen this one?
No.
There's this kind of like mystic, this hermetic mystic who lives somewhere in Chicago named Adrian. I don't know him personally, but his posts online delight me. And his flag, if you want to Google it, it'll come up if you Google Piazza flag.
How do you
This
spell
shows the Piazza bird, which is an ancient petroglyph that Marquette and Joliet first recorded. It's been around. There it is, that third one
Ooh.
there. It's this beast. This is you can see a replica of this design on the bluff side at Alton, along the Mississippi River. It's like this is the first way Illinoisans depicted themselves graphically or sent a
Oh.
message about themselves. The earliest kind of like version of a flag, if you will. And we don't know today what they meant by drawing it. These images you're seeing now they're like a modern recreation. So it's
Oh.
not that Native Americans drew it. But it's kind of like cool. And I know most people don't know about the Piazza bird, so I don't think it'll ever fly. But that like red and white and blue flag there with the beast on it is a design that I think is cool, and like there's no other flag like that. So it'd be cool to have a flag like this. So shout out to Adrian and
Yeah, that'd
his.
be really neat.
I
You
mean,
can.
it would require a lot of explanation, which I guess I understand why maybe the commission would
I don't,
shy away from
we just changed the face to look like Abe and we're done. We
it.
get the whole
Cool. I like that. And he had a
thing.
big star at about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think like this would get like one generation from now, everyone would be like, that flag's awesome. Illinois rocks. This beast is so cool. You'd see it on the t-shirts and
Yeah,
tattoos. And
they're
it's a
not
good
ready for it.
downstate symbol. It's like gives our brothers and sisters downstate a little nod, you know?
Yeah. So just describe this beast.
I can actually do better than that. I'm going to read you Marquette's description. The
The
Piazza,
Marquette.
the Marquette, the
Wow.
father himself, Père Marquette, as large as a calf, with antlers like a deer, red eyes, and a beard like a tiger's, with the face of a man, its body covered in green, red, and black scales, and a tail so long it passed around the body, over the head, and between the legs. So that's to our listeners who can't look it up, that's how it looks.
We'll have a picture of this on our website, the Under Rocks, the much traveled to Under
That's
Rocks website.
awesome.
And John, if you would agree to it, would you send us your state flag that was
Yeah, I
revealed?
guess so. But I'm going to say this one thing. You guys have been dissing Baby Blue throughout this podcast, and there's some poor, I made bad color choices. What happened with, I'm just sending them to you as is. What happened with the colors was I was saying I'm going to do colors last. I worked on the design, and then I panicked at the last minute and I said, like, is this due at midnight on Friday or at midnight on Thursday? Do I have that last day to do the colors? And so I panicked and I just submitted them as is without giving any thought to the colors. And it was a big mistake. It might have cost me.
I'm
So
excited
I'll
to see it.
there.
I can hear everyone that we just dissed, those 10, with the same excuse. It was going to be
Yeah.
perfect, but I wasn't sure if 11:59 or which day midnight was, which is fair. But man, I am kind of into this. And there's baby blue on this Piazza
Well,
flag.
this I think this is like a Chicago blue, which
Yeah.
again, I don't know. I don't care about colors. Whatever. Let the commission pick their horrible red, white, and blue colors for all I care. It's to me, it's like you gotta have something that makes people say, like, wow, awesome, cool, weird, neat. Illinois.
When does the commission make its announcement?
Who cares? Who knows? It's a sham body. I'm calling on the governor right now. I'm taking over the airwaves. Declare a state of emergency. Declare martial law. Governor Pritzker, dissolve this body. They're a disgrace to your amazing work in your state. And appoint me as emergency flag czar. We'll figure this out in a day. And
I can
dissolve the
get behind this.
legislature. You need to.
I can get behind this. We need the vexillologists to rise up.
Yeah,
Well,
we're gonna
the people's vexillologists.
Yes.
I hope your show doesn't get banned for inciting an insurrection.
John, I always feel like we should applaud you when we're wrapping up. I always appreciate when you come on the show. It's always these are my favorite episodes.
No, you
thanks for
guys do
coming on.
amazing work. I was like falling behind on all my podcasts, and I caught up over the holidays. And being able to listen to like four Under Rocks in a row was like as close to heaven as I'll ever get.
Perfect. That's exactly where we're gonna end it. Do 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 do. Good.
You can vote for your favorite flag through February 14th, 2025 at ilsos.gov/stateflag, or just search for Illinois Flag Commission and you'll get there. You can see all the flags we've talked about at wnij.org. Thanks for listening to this Under Rocks Extra. We're indebted to the Illinois enthusiast, John Kokoris, for his expertise. If he said anything mean, well, it's our fault. And you can follow him on Blue Sky at Mr. Illinois and on X at Mr. Illinois, but there the first I is a one. On behalf of Dan Libman and Spencer Tritt, thanks for listening, and please vote wisely. I'm Susan Stevens. Oh, send us your ideas for future Under Rocks adventures. Our email? rocks@niu.edu. Under Rocks is produced at Northern Illinois University by WNIJ.